Crawfordsville is making an effort to improve walkability and safety around town, starting with its schools. As WBAA's Taylor Haggerty reports, the city is updating school zone speed limits and locations for the first time in some 35 years.
10-year-old Hope Taylor takes the same route home from Molly B. Hoover Elementary School almost every day.
I cross the train tracks, and then I cross, there's a stop at the street, but there aren't any stop signs, so, it's really up to me to judge. And it's not a very busy street either, so there's really not very often any cars coming.
Taylor and her Girl Scout troop are working on a project about sidewalk quality in Crawfordsville. They're checking for cracks, height differences between slabs, and potholes. Sidewalk maintenance in Crawfordsville is the responsibility of homeowners, not the city. Some residents have been good at preserving them, but others...
There's a part that you can barely see the sidewalk. There's a patch about that big where you can see the sidewalk, and the rest of it is dirt and grass.
Taylor looks for examples of poor maintenance while she's walking home from school, a distance of about 3/4 of a mile.
Yeah, because once I get past the middle school, the sidewalks kind of go...
But there may be fewer people monitoring the situation because far fewer kids walk to school than in years past. Of the nearly 2,600 students in Crawfordsville Community Schools, district officials say Hope Taylor is one of fewer than 100 students who regularly walk. Superintendent Scott Bowling says that number used to be a lot higher. He says the district was designed for walkers.
It was intentionally done that way. Because when consolidation happened in the 60s, we weren't going to have buses. We were going to be a walking district.
Bowling says between 60 and 70% of students are bused now, mostly because parents are worried about safety.
Some terrible things have happened, both with traffic accidents and sometimes things that are even worse. And parents are much more cautious.
Hope's mother, Anne, says she's comfortable letting all of her kids walk to the elementary and middle schools. But she says recent traffic accidents in the area have sparked concerns among parents about safety.
It doesn't take long for that to spread in a small community.
Because of the drop in student walkers, Crawfordsville officials contend some school zones and student crossings are no longer necessary. The city council passed an ordinance eliminating some school zones and increasing the speed in others. Mayor Todd Barton says those zones haven't been updated since 1984.
Some of those existing zones really don't pass legal muster. They're not close to a school, and our police department has not really enforced those for a very long time because they know they don't fit. They don't make sense with current state statute.
Crawfordsville Police Chief Mike Norman says they have extra patrols out at the beginning and end of school. He claims speeding isn't overly common, but changing the ordinance will still make a difference.
Being in compliance with state statute will allow us to enforce that much easier than we would have had opportunity to enforce it before.
Ann Taylor also thinks raising the speed limit won't make much of a difference because people regularly do speed in school zones.
I don't know how many people actually drive 20 on this road anyway. As you hear cars go by, they're going faster than 20.
State law requires a school zone be adjacent to a school, and cities need to do an engineering study to drop speed limits below 25 miles per hour. Barton says they'll remove the zones that don't border a school, and any remaining zones with 20 mile per hour limits will go up to 25.
And there may be some areas that we look at that 20, that additional lower speed limit. We want to get this in place first, and then we're not opposed to doing that. We just want to get started and see what happens.
Hope Taylor walks through two school zones on her way home. One of them will be removed. The speed limit will go up in the other. Her mom, Ann, says she's not sure that impacts her decision to let Hope walk.
I have a feeling drivers will appreciate it, but I don't know what the difference on a kid being hit at 20 miles per hour versus 25 miles per hour would be. I don't think either one would be very good.
And she's not wrong, but a car going 25 miles per hour hits a child with 55% more energy than one going 20 miles per hour. For WBAA News, I'm Taylor Haggerty.